And they're off. 22 fences and the grey Neptune Collonge leads Denman on the approach towards the first with a fist.
The road between Ditchett and Cheltenham was just a little busier on March the 14th, 2008, as three of the champion trainers' team headed to Prestbury Park, with the big two, Corto Star and Denman, being joined by Neptune Collonge. Despite his unbeaten record of offences, Denman was sent off at 9-4 compared to his 11-10 on stablemate in a Gold Cup that was the most eagerly awaited since Arkell versus Millhouse in 1964. What followed doubled up as both a majestic performance and at the same time a brutal demolition. Richard Hoyles takes up the call.
Corto Star, who's going up the rail. A fistful of dollars ahead of Iron Man in the white and green, Exotic Dancer. A little closer than he can sometimes be, but keeping an eye on the big two in seventh place at this stage with Nowhere, Fustrion de Payon with Contraband, Celestial Gold and Asalejo as they make their way on towards another plain one. Once again, the leaders are over fine. Contraband rather skied it back in the field as we approach the water jump for the first time. It's Neptune Collonge still setting an even pace. From Denman in second place, Corto Star disputing third with Halcon Generalade as they reach the water jump. A fistful of dollars, Nowhere, Iron Man and Exotic Dancer make up the second wave. The outsiders towards the rear with the exception of Celestial Gold as they reach fence number five, which is the first of the ditches, which again they're all over safely. And so far, everyone seems relatively content with their race positions as they're on towards the sixth. Neptune Collonge from Denman. Corto Star over on the inside of Halcon Generalade. Slap down the neck for Iron Man on the outside of a fistful of dollars and Exotic Dancer. Then Nowhere. It could be a little deceptive. They're beginning to get strung out. Nowhere was also clicked along. So Neptune Collonge over the next from Denman. Corto Star, Halcon Generalade. Exotic Dancer didn't get overly high there, and towards the rear of the field, the back four getting slightly detached, though it does include Celestial Gold, along with Asalejo Contraband and also Fustrian de Payon over the next plain one. Neptune Collonge continuing to lead. So again, just watching the stragglers over it. Neptune Collonge will turn downhill. Denman, his shadow at this stage, a length and a half away. There's then five lengths back to Halcon Generalade on the outside of Corto Star. And then a break to a fistful of dollars who shows next as they take the next fence. At which a fistful of dollars made a mistake. Fistful of dollars hit it quite hard. Nowhere in about seventh or eighth.
So the contest building up nicely, which gives us time to hear from Sam Thomas on his partnership with Denman.
No, I think obviously you two get on well for whatever reasons, but I just find it very easy to ride a horse like Denman because he's the type of horse which is uncomplicated and doesn't need to be making his mind up for him. He does that for you, and you're sometimes just a bit of a passenger. That's probably why I get on very well with him. I kind of leave it up to him, and that's the way he likes it.
Neptune Collonge for Mick Fitzgerald leads Denman by a length. They've completed a circuit in the Tote Sport Cheltenham Gold Cup. Corto Star and Halcon Generalade race in third and fourth places. Exotic Dancer disputing fifth with a fistful of dollars, Iron Man and Nowhere as they reach the first in the straight, at which Denman, by virtue of a giant leap for the first time, just comes to put it to Neptune Collonge with a circuit to travel, and the big horse is going to go to the front. Denman comes down towards the fence, and the circuit's time will be the last. In front, Corto Star just brushed through the top there in fourth place. So out on their final circuit, and Denman begins to up the stakes and leads by a length and a half from Neptune Collonge. Corto Star is four lengths away in third, with Halcon Generalade receiving a reminder in fourth. The pace is increasing. Exotic Dancer races in fifth place from a fistful of dollars, Iron Man and Nowhere, with 10 lengths back to Celestial Gold. Fustrian de Payon Contraband is tailed off in company with Asalejo. So Denman, bidding to find this rhythm which has served him so well in the jumping department this season, comes towards the first on the second circuit, over a couple of lengths clear from Neptune Collonge. Corto Star in third, a fistful of dollars in fourth place. Ruby Walsh just looks behind him to see a fistful of dollars is still quite close as they approach the water jump for the final time. Denman over with an economy of effort. Halcon Generalade ridden along in fifth place as Neptune Collonge continues to stalk the leader. Corto Star is in third, then a fistful of dollars and Exotic Dancer as Denman again soars over that, but Corto Star matches his every leap at the moment as the big guns begin to edge towards the front. Denman on towards the next, from in second place Neptune Collonge. Corto Star about five lengths behind the front pair at the moment. A fistful of dollars and Exotic Dancer are the next two. All of a sudden, Halcon Don Genelada is being ridden along. So it's Denman who leads the turn towards the next and open ditch and comes to take it a couple of lengths clear from Neptune Collange. Quarto Star in third place. Exotic Dancer niggled along in fourth place. Then behind these a Fistful of Dollars. Halcon Genelada and Nowhere as they head towards the fence at the top of the hill. It's Denman trying to run the finish out of his rivals. A length and a half clear from Neptune Collange. Quarto Star in a little bit tight there. Ruby Walsh for the first time is pushing along on Quarto Star. Denman's got him at it as they run downhill. So it's Denman who leads from Neptune Collange. Quarto Star in third. Exotic Dancer is in fourth place as Denman is over the next from Neptune Collange. Again, Quarto Star rushed his way through the top and Ruby Walsh draws the whip on Quarto Star. Denman powering on down the hill. Leads by 3-4 from Neptune Collange. Quarto Star with a mountain to climb to retain his crown. Denman gallops on towards the next. He's over about 8 clear. Neptune Collange, Quarto Star, Exotic Dancer took it by the roots. They're now on the home turn and Denman is 10 lengths clear from in second, ridden along Neptune Collange. Quarto Star trying to stay on to second but see the crown slipping from his grasp. It's Denman facing the Cheltenham Hill but with a big lead. It's as much as 10 to 12 lengths and Quarto Star is struggling to even get past Neptune Collange. The second last, Denman comes to it 10 lengths clear and he's over. Quarto Star's moved through into second. Then in third is Neptune Collange. The whip's drawn on Denman. Quarto Star staying on. 8 lengths between the pair at the last. Denman comes to the final fence. He's over from Quarto Star in second, who brushes through the top. Denman is a tired horse. He has 200 yards to travel. Quarto Star with 8 lengths to find. But Denman and Sam Thomas, driven out, relentless, remorseless, has pounded Quarto Star into submission. The answer is Denman. Denman won the Gold Cup from Quarto Star, who shares a photo for second with Neptune Collange.
As Gold Cup wins go, this was the complete performance. Travelling well throughout, dictating for the second half of the contest and leaving them down the hill like he'd just joined it, the 8-year-old had pulverised the opposition in what the Racing Post described as his most awesome display yet, and one which rocketed him beyond Quarto Star to the head of the staying chase ranks. Clive Smith's Star, officially the best since the days of Arkell and Millhouse, was 7 lengths behind, and the rest, apart from stable companion Neptune Collange, Nowhere. Sitting out the summer as the 6-4 favourite for the 2009 renewal, all was not well. On September the 19th, Paul Nicholls revealed that the liver chestnut was suffering from an irregular heartbeat and wouldn't be able to defend his Hennessy crown 2 months later. Despite successful treatment, the champion had to bypass an engagement in a Wincanton hurdle on Boxing Day after failing to show his usual sparkle at home. With his next intended race, Newbury's Aeon Chase, a victim of the weather, Kempton took the race on under the guise of the Levy Board Chase, and Denman made his first appearance of the season. It turned out to be his first defeat over fences.
De Berlay, who's taken the second last safely. Joe Lovely's just over the third last. Denman took the second last, about 15 lengths behind the leader in second place. Alberta's Runs now at it in third. Then comes Niche Market in fourth place. Then Trebolgan, but it is the Hennessy winner, Madison De Berlay, who comes to the last, and he's going to win the Levy Board Chase with Tom Scudamore. Denman is safely over the last in second place, but he's going to be beat at least 15, if not more, lengths. Alberta's Run will be home in third, but it is Madison De Berlay who wins. Denman comes to the line in second position. In third place,
beaten a yawning 23 lengths by Madison De Berlay, the horse who'd won the Hennessy 2 months earlier in the absence of Denman. There was little positive comment from Ditchett, with Nicholls venturing that it had been a satisfactory effort. The champion's defence of his Gold Cup crown was now in doubt, and it wasn't until a fortnight before the race that his trainer revealed he'd just begun to show connections any real enthusiasm.